sounds good.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Phone lines are open at 800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment for my guest, or if you want to toss in anything else that might be, you think might be pertinent to it. Lieutenant Schein, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, let me just read this part, and you'll kind of – I mean, they even brought up – they tried to tie me to Timothy McVeigh. They brought up issues of me raising issues of Enron, WorldCom, Global Crossing, Tyco as evidence against me somehow.
They like to toss his name out there a bit these days. You know that?
Yeah. With, I'm with surprised they didn't name the H.R. 1955 and 59, the Timothy McVeigh, you know, acts or something.
Well, that one's down the road. They haven't. It hasn't got out of the Senate and been signed by our frothing at the mouth President Bush yet. Go ahead.
The most recent filing submitted today says that it gives another reason for your recusal. It says, quote, because you live in New York and he has cases filed in New York, that this might create a conflict of interest. That's his 23 October 2007 motion at the bottom of page 5. The Coast Guard does not see any valid cause in these reasons, sir. Obviously, the Coast Guard is not in the same position as you, sir. We understand that you have the best perspective to decide whether or not you must be recused or not. Mr. Schein, excuse me, sorry, let me turn it off. Mr. Tribble, I got a phone call right in the middle of the night. I had to turn off my cell phone. Mr. Tribble, this is Lieutenant Commander Tribble, but we did want to make the record that these allegations are simply outrageous. And, of course, they won't investigate or see anything that's going on. Mm-hmm. We also want to make the record that it's not just you, sir, that he distrusts, but it's also the Office of the Administrative Law Judge. In his 17th April 2007 motion at page 38, he says, and I quote, it is clear that the U.S. Coast Guard and Office of Administrative Law Judges and the United States in general, and more specifically as to individuals involved, wish to ensure that the respondent never makes it into a timely or in a timely fashion, or more importantly, alive, into any such timely or fully recorded due process hearing to explain these matters more fully. And you got to remember, there's been congressional hearings before the Coast Guard and Marine Transportation Subcommittee about the corruptions going on within the Administrative Law Judge system. And they're reading into the record my own distrust of the system that's already been, you know, being investigated over the last 6 months or more by the Department of Homeland Security, Inspector General's offices from various departments, Congress itself. They've had hearings on it, and they've had two ALJs come out and say that the entire system is corrupt. That's his April 17th, 07 motion at page 38. Another thing he says about the Office of Administrative Law Judges, quote, it appears U.S. Coast Guard wishes to align efforts to those who are the OALJ, which is the Office of Administrative Law Judges, or ALJ, which is the Individual Administrative Law Judge, and work together to deny the alleged responder from any level of proper due process. And remember, this ALJ is a retired lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. That's his 26 September motion at page 55, I believe. Mr. Schein, what year was that? Mr. Tribble, or Lieutenant Commander Tribble, 2007, sir, at page 55. Mr. Schein also made allegations against the Office of Administrative Law Judges in prior motions, which Judge McKenna ruled on in his attachment to. This is the prior, McKenna was the prior ALJ who recused himself. He issued a summary decision saying that I was, quote-unquote, medically, mentally incompetent, put this out without a hearing, has since recused himself. This has been passed over to this other judge, Brzezinski, who's basically a cleaner for the mob and for, you know, insurance rackets. He's come in. And he's basically upheld everything that the previous judge has done. And this guy's as dirty as, like I said, he's tied to the 911 Family Trust. He's tied to this guy Feinberg. You can go down the whole long laundry list, commerce cases, TSA cases. He's ruling on cases all over the place in different departments and agencies. He's not from one specific department or agency. So he doesn't have any kind of specific knowledge of, say, commerce or the Merchant Marine or Maritime or the Coast Guard or anything else. He just comes in and basically gives them a decision they need and want. And this is where he's continuing the Lieutenant Commander. I hear the music again.
Yeah, you're getting good at this, Lieutenant Schein. Uh-huh. Okay, we got to take a break, and then we'll be back for a longer segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And mentally unstable, psychological testing. They seem to be using this more and more these days, and we'll expound on that a little bit later. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment for my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And, you know, this situation, Lieutenant Schein, has been going on for, what, 5 years now with you?
Well, more than that. The Coast Guard brought charges against me. They were created February 14th, 2003. The Coast Guard moved into the Department of Homeland Security. And remember, Homeland Security wasn't created by an act of Congress initially. It was created by an executive order, 13228. And they, you know, had Tom Ridge pretending to be like the new czar of Homeland Security or whatever for a while.
Then he was
finally
short-lived.
Congress. Sorry?
I say, Tom Ridge, he was short-lived. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and then about a year later, after the executive order came out, then Congress steps to the plate and puts out an act of Congress to follow up what the president has done and to make it somehow legal. And, you know, there's a bunch of wrangling and everything going on and some arm twisting. And but on February 14th, the Coast Guard of 2003, Coast Guard moves into Homeland Security. On March 6, 2003, the Coast Guard brings charges against me, and on March 18th, the war in Iraq is launched. Shock and awe.
Interesting.
And, you know, to say that there's no coincidence between all these events is simply absurd. Let me continue on with this, just try to make it through. I'm almost through it, but I think
you've got the floor. Go ahead.
It comes from the involvement in these related. That's his motion. They're just reading from motions and stuff that I filed. That they're forcing me to be my own counsel. They're compelling testimony by forcing me to be my own counsel in these proceedings. It's a JAG proceeding where normally I would have a JAG officer minimally, let alone my own counsel that I could afford because I would be continue to get my pay. I wouldn't have any of my rights or protections affected, but they've set up this whole system rather than like in the Navy. And remember, about a month and a half after March 6, 2003, when they brought charges against me, I get discharged from the Navy. Coincidentally.
Now, was that a general discharge?
It's in dispute. I mean, the whole thing is in dispute because it's Homeland Security can't bring charges against me a month and a half before that as a branch of the federal government, and especially in a military tribunal, and charge me as a civilian, and then a month and a half later, the Department of Navy discharged me. It's just,
it's bizarre.
They can't say that. Yeah, well, they can't say that one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing because it's all brought up in within these proceedings. He also distrusts the Department of Transportation, the Department of Homeland Security, the United States of America in general. He's speaking for me. Rather than, letting me speak, he wants to testify for me. Quote, in good conscience, the respondent cannot carry on any teleconference with any personnel from the executive branch for obvious reasons. I don't want to do anything over the phone. I want to do everything in person, recorded, with video, and, court reporter. But they want to do as much over the phone as possible, and I don't even they even want to take witnesses over the phone, and I can't even identify who the people are, and can't see them, and won't be able to confront them in court in a civil fashion, especially the U.S. Coast Guard or its Office of Administrative Law Judges. As with all that has occurred to date, and with extreme prejudice and dishonesty already exhibited by the United States of America, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Transportation, the U.S. Coast Guard, Office of Administrative Lodges, and other individuals against the respondent, the United States has lost its good faith standing with the respondent and must take every step required to cure the gross violations. And he goes on. So what I'm asking for is basically to have the hearings in person and recorded so that what they tried to do in the last proceeding was I would be sitting there defending myself and the judge would make stuff up and say, don't do that. And it's like, what? What am I doing? And he would try to portray as if I was doing something, and it looks in the transcripts as if I'm doing something. But if you saw a videotape of what actually went on, I'm just sitting there defending myself. And right. They throw in all these little jabs, and they even had me excused from the room a couple times to make it
which ties in hand in hand when they, when a police officer goes to taser somebody, they'll say, don't resist, and the guy's not resisting. It's the same thing.
Right.
It's psychological. But let me ask you, where does this mental or this alleged mental instability, how does that play into it?
Well, what they're trying to do is to oppress you into some form of mental instability by, depriving you of wages, work, ability to work, your license, hold you in these proceedings for 5 years, prosecute you by a branch of military, make stuff up, lie, cheat, and steal. I mean, they stole medical records, falsified them, entered them into the record. They put a bolo out on me saying that I may be dangerous, all these other personal ad hominem attacks would destroy pretty much anyone. And then ultimately,
if they succeeded in doing that, they could turn around and use that against you as well. Say, well, this gentleman's mentally unstable. He's proven that.
Exactly. While they're trying to make you, it's total psyop, and it's like MK Ultra to where they're using psychological operations. This is the most, and this is why it was outlawed in the whistleblower protection laws. They're using this as a psychological operation, literally. Trying to force, the judge has ordered me into a quote-unquote mental health examination paid at federal expense to be held off the record with no witnesses. So they basically could come in, do electric shock, and then basically put me back out on the street and say, yeah, we got all the information we needed from him, and we did a mind wipe on him, and sure, go ahead, bring him into court. You'll love his responses now.
So they have ordered a mental health exam on you.
Yep, this ALJ, even though he's been motioned for recusal, a bunch of stuff about his own conflicts of interest have been raised, and it's just I didn't even know, and I brought up in these proceedings, if you read the transcripts, have you ever served on a naval vessel? Have you ever served in the Merchant Marine? Do you know anything about what I do for a living? Are you a licensed federal maritime officer? And he did not divulge that he was a retired lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. he withheld that information. And I only found that out after the fact from a concerned citizen who had passed on the information to me. And that's huge, because he's withholding relevant information that, had he divulged and said, I'm a retired U.S. Coast Guard commandant, or a lieutenant commander, I'm sorry, and I collect a pension, and, you know, I think that any kind of, I think you're right. I think the appearance of a conflict of interest is too enormous, and I will recuse myself. He's supposed to do it voluntarily, but I've thrown so much stuff out at him. You know, the stuff that I have in here, or that they've reiterated, is nothing. And they're even reading it into the record as if somehow I distrust. They're basically trying to create a case of paranoia that, you know, I distrust all these people, therefore I shouldn't get a hearing. And it's like, no.
Well, yeah, and they only give you about 150,000 reasons to distrust him, but you're not supposed to acknowledge any of those or act like you've seen them, right?
Well, and like the lieutenant who brought the charges against me, right? He was a quote-unquote charging officer. He's an officer in a uniformed branch of the military. Mm-hmm. I contest that they are a branch of military. They're supposed to be civil service. And, you know, any branch of military is not supposed to be carrying on any police functions. But they're not just carrying on police functions in violation of posse comitatus, and they're putting out there that they're a special branch of military that posse comitatus doesn't apply to. This is on their website. But that not only posse comitatus doesn't apply, that they, you know, can only, that they can carry on police functions like arrest and detain and pass over to the court system, but they can also be the court system. So it's not just, you know,
I'm just going to say, you know, you don't even know who's who anymore. You know, you do have the right to question, or at least you would think you would have the right to question, but yet you question and they say it's irrelevant because, you know, he may be mentally unstable, and you don't really even know, you know, if you bring any of this stuff up and the administrative law judge recuses himself. I mean, it's just like a – well, I don't want to call it that.
I'm not supposed to be in these proceedings. If they're saying that they're a branch of military, they're not supposed to do anything relating to civilians, period. Even police functions, they're barred from that. And it's not just posse comitatus. There's U.S. Supreme Court case law and more. They're trying to overturn all this stuff, trying to turn the Coast Guard into this new special branch of the military that can not only police, carry on police functions, but that can also carry on military commissions, military tribunals of civilians for civil penalties, civil fees, licensing. You know, and this goes not to just people like myself, but fishermen. Mm-hmm. They're taking over the fisheries.
Well, I'm just going to ask you if the Lost Treaty enters into this in some any capacity.
The Law of the Sea Treaty?
Yeah.
Yeah. It totally does. Because what they're doing, and when you hear people going offshore, think about it. It's not just offshore to like the Cayman Islands. It's literally offshore where what these guys are doing is they're using admiralty, general maritime law, bench trials, because even summary decision, it came literally from admiralty, which was to... You know, you had the right to a jury trial, or you had the right to a bench trial before the judge, and they've created, you know, Rule 56C under the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure to where they can now rule you're denied a jury trial because the judge gets to rule on the legal or factual merits of the case of whether you have a case or not before it ever goes to a jury.
God, this is just this is too bizarre. I mean, it's, you know, even being, you know, the old saying, the Philadelphia lawyer, you know, as much as I know about what's going on with the New World Order agenda and so forth, this is just totally mind-boggling. And for you to be, you know, having to undergo this for the past 5 years or whatever, it's just,
well,
you know, how could one maintain their sanity in light of this abuse? It's just, it's beyond me. You know, ultimately, how you got started in this is just to what? Expose the wrongs that were going on here? I mean,
I filed grievances in the system that we're supposed to. It's
right.
Called the Licensed Personnel Board. It's like the UCMJ. Even the mm-hmm. UCMJ is supposed to be a double-edged sword to protect and defend, and also to, to protect in an offensive manner to bring wrongdoers to justice in an administrative fashion. But the UCMJ is only supposed to be used for extraordinary circumstances, like in the time of war, we have our civil courts open, but now it's being used as a weapon to go after our own military, just like these administrative proceedings are.
All right. Tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Stick with us. Phone lines are open, folks. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour, folks, and the phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. So, Lieutenant Schein, you're supposed to file a grievance if you see wrongdoing, yet if you file a grievance, they come after you, and if you don't file a grievance, they could come after you for not filing a grievance. Am I?
Yeah. Well, and they have, under the Coast Guard regs, they have up to 10 years to go after anybody and prosecute them under their system. And what they've done is they've turned their system into it's literally a free-for-all. To where they're not only going after and seizing property and rights to work, and they're going after union activists. We've had two guys that were killed on a ship, asphyxiated, the chief engineer and a second assistant engineer, this guy, Philip Pellicito. And it was under questionable circumstances that the Coast Guard was on board, and guess what? They get to investigate themselves. There's an incident from 1980 called the Blackthorn, which was a U.S. Coast Guard cutter. And a vessel was coming into port. They got too close. The anchor from the vessel caught up with the Blackthorn, basically drug it backwards, sunk it, and 23 lives were lost on board. And the captain of the vessel, I believe he was a lieutenant commander at the time, not only did he not face a general summary or a special court-martial, he stayed in the service and was promoted.
I was just going to say, he probably got promoted.
Right.
which is the way it normally works.
They're using the same system. this branch of military that I'm not in to go after people like myself and others who blow the whistle on corruptions that they are not supposed to have any involvement in. So I was in federal district court. I wasn't on a ship. They pulled me out of federal district court. So I guess the federal government sees the U.S. courts now as a ship, and that if we're in there and we're complaining about what's being done to us and what's going on and internal corruptions even in the court system, I mean, you wouldn't believe the number of federal district court judges and justices that are involved in my own situation, let alone people like Ted Olson, Andrew Card, Secretary of the Treasury John Snow.
Andrew Card, wasn't that a former press secretary?
No, Andrew Card.
No, that was a guy that whispered into George Bush's ear in the school.
Well, he was chief of staff for President Bush, but he was also Secretary of Transportation for the first President Bush. He was also a graduate of my academy at Kings Point, which is under the Department of Transportation. But before all that, he was a huge lobbyist for General Motors.
Ah, okay. I got
you. And then you start putting all the connections together in these lobbyists who, much like in what's been carried out in Russia, China, Latin America, and more, these people dancing back and forth between the private sector and public sector and using their positions of power and trust to carry on a program of fascism through fear and terror, creating the need for legislation, using that legislation to get the federal government to do certain things itself, then show that the federal government can't do it itself, privatize it, and pass it over to corporations that they start for themselves and their buddies.
You know, it just makes you want to move to a desert island somewhere. This is, you know, if you get in the situation that you were in, it's like, it's almost like laying out for a person that they must walk a fine line. They must turn their head on certain things, but not turn their head on other certain things. Backslap, say yes, sir, lick the boots, be as corrupt down the line as the rest of them, and that's the only way you move forward, is you can be promoted by doing something wrong, but you have to watch yourself that they like you, that you do exactly what they tell you to do, and you smile at them, you don't make any waves, and basically being a corrupt minion will get you to the top, and the more evil and despicable that you become, the higher up you get.
Well, I've become a jobs program. Seriously. No, seriously, you wouldn't believe the number of people that have been promoted, offered their dream job, you know, and I mean, you can see this in other places. There was a federal district court judge who was involved, I think he was involved in the whole Patrick Fitzgerald thing and Scooter Libby. He was going to be sitting on the case. I think that's where it was at. But what the Bush administration did was they promoted him, said, well, you know what, instead of like blocking him from sitting on the case, I think Nixon pulled this the same thing. They promoted him to a circuit judge. And at some point, if you're a career federal district court judge, and many of these guys are not career, they came from the executive branch or even corporations. They're, you know, literally executive officers pretending to be judges. If you get that chance to become a circuit judge or circuit appellate justice, you know, 95% of the people are going to jump at it and say, no, forget it. I'm going to pass up on it. I want to sit on this case. You know, you're getting a clear signal, like, you know, this is your chance of a lifetime. If you don't take it, you know, you're going to get passed up in the future.
Right. Well, you had mentioned previously, I don't know, half hour ago or so, you're talking about the privatization in all different facets, including the court. And from what I see, this has been going on for a long time. I mean, we've got judges, prosecutors, we've got certain government officials that are able to own stock in a company called Unicor. Which basically puts people, the people that go to prison, the people that are put in prison are paid 23 cents to $1.15 an hour, and they manufacture products that compete with small business here in the United States, and the stock is owned by these same individuals that are ones that are prosecuting them and putting them in prison. So is this a form of privatization? Go ahead.
Why go to China when you can imprison people here and make money off of it in more ways than one, stealing all their property, their assets, their resources? You know, guys like Don Siegelman, I think he was the governor of Alabama, I think it was. He's in prison now, and he didn't really do anything. They set the whole thing up. I hear the music again.
Yeah,
let me finish that point.
I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. We'll get into a little bit more of this when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Fascinating conversation we got going. The phone lines are open if you want to participate. We will be back in three, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. All right, we're back. Michael Hunzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And the numbers are, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Yeah, we've got this corrupt court system that's being privatized, and it's also extended to the point where, you know, they're looking for any reason they can when they pull you over to confiscate your car, or if you have more than a certain amount of money on you, they're confiscating that, and they're making you prove where you got it from, or they keep it. Did you know that, Lieutenant Schein?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're way farther away than Alice in Wonderland. We're now even continuing further than the Twilight Zone in this Orwellian nightmare. I'll tell you what, let's take a call. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on with Lieutenant Schein and Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Eric, got a question. I think I heard you on one other time on RBN. And somebody had mentioned Dr. Sam Kennedy. Are you familiar with his work at all?
Vaguely.
You don't sound too impressed.
Well, the thing that the biggest problem for me, and I try to make this clear to people, is I appreciate people calling and offering assistance or help or guidance or counsel. Or, hey, why don't you go ahead and try this? I'm beyond that. I'm to the point where they have me sequestered. They're bugging my phones, stealing records, playing all kinds of other games. I need people to circle the wagons and come to my aid. because I'm not getting, I mean, they're blocking, I don't know if you've heard of the national security letters that they're putting out. They basically identified me somehow as being a, you know, dissident or terrorist or whatever, to where they will not allow me to be able to gain counsel, gain assistance through my own efforts with other people coming in and doing something. You know, if you want to contact Sam Kennedy and say, hey, there's this guy out here and we need to do something, and, you know, more power to you. But at some point to call up and tell me, hey, why don't you try this? I've tried everything.
Okay.
Let me, gentlemen, let me insert something here. With all due respect to you, Bob, I've been in contact with, well, students of Dr. Sam Kennedy regarding other areas. And there reaches a point in time, because I've had, you know, I've gone down this road with certain incidents in my own life. And you reach a point in time where there's no need to go there. And like Lieutenant Shine said, at his particular juncture, where he's at right now, even with the great information that Sam Kennedy puts out, it's too late for him to go there, if you understand. So,
okay. I didn't know exactly where he was. I'm in the middle of fixing dinner, so I missed part of the show. I didn't know exactly what was going on.
Oh, it's been a great it's been a mishmash of a lot of things. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm in a military tribunal with the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, where they're trying me as a civilian for, quote-unquote, being depressed, which, you know, A, they're not supposed to be doing anything, let alone policing, let alone, you know, adjudicating or carrying on trials of civilians, and that's the core issue. It doesn't really matter about all Admiralty and General Maritime and all this other stuff. Any branch of military is not supposed to be dealing with our civilians here in the United States especially. And at some point, people need to draw the line and say, look, we're under military rule. We're under a military dictatorship right now, and we have been for the last 4 or 5 years, and what are you going to do about it?
I agree.
Well, let me ask you a very naive question, Lieutenant Shine, and that is that if we were able to get Ron Paul elected and pull out of all these, you know, pull out of Iraq, pull out of Afghanistan, then we wouldn't be would we continue to be under military rule, or would we be in peacetime then, and we could do, would we have more of a chance of doing something about this? Or
I really don't think Ron Paul is going to get elected, and I'll tell you why. Even if he were elected, he'll never be inaugurated. Because president, you don't seize this kind of power like Pinochet or many other dictators have in the past and then walk away from it. You just don't. I mean, you can even hear what did Giuliani try to pull as mayor of New York after 9/11 and after, I think, was it Bloomberg that came in right after that or someone else? He wanted to stay in as mayor.
Bloomberg.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. He wanted to stay in as mayor, have some kind of transitional period and be like a step mayor or a co-mayor, and it's like, what? Don't you understand? You were voted out, you know? And with that kind of a mindset coming from people like Giuliani, you think that President Bush is any less inclined? He's even in recent press release or press conferences, they were asked him questions, and he said, oh, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to pull me into this election. And McCain and Frist early on in the campaign trail were going on out there, this is about a year and a half ago, we're saying, we don't want you to vote for us right now. We want you to write in the president's name. So clearly they're trying to overturn the 22nd Amendment, and they've already put in legislation to do so. They've already put in legislation and have been working on for some time to allow Arnold Schwarzenegger to run for president. All these other things that are in the works and have been in the works that are, you know, sitting by the wayside that they've already attempted, you think they're just going to walk away from all this just because of a vote?
Well, no. I mean, I've looked at this, and I don't claim to be the consummate expert at it, but it seems to me like I'm rapidly starting to draw the conclusion that the reason that Ron Paul is in and has gotten as far as he's gotten is because they want him there to give the Republican Party some kind of semblance of honesty and fairness. But when push comes to shove, ultimately, I'm afraid I do agree with you. He's not going to get the nomination, and I would assume, and basically after watching Tim Russert the other day and watching his response to the question, yeah, I think he's going to be running on an independent ticket. Bob, any thoughts on that?
I have a feeling that's where he's going to end up also.
But, you know, Bloomberg has also tried to capture that with Schwarzenegger running as vice president. And if you look at the language, there's nothing barring, you know, they're talking about changing the language for, because they've even argued this for Clinton, that Hillary could have Bill as her vice president, that there's nothing in the Constitution forbidding that if you look at a close technical reading of the language. And these guys are setting up a system of royalism, feudalism, to where they want to keep themselves and or, you know, their adversaries are better than any kind of a populist president or leaders. They want to keep this system of families in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in firm agreement, and I've been saying all along that I believe for the last 27 years, it's been, you know, right from 2 months after Ronald Reagan took office and he was shot, I believe we've been being tag-teamed by the Bushes and the Clintons. It's been a Bush or a Clinton for the last – well, I mean, let's face it. I think that George H.W. Bush was running, you know, what you're supposed to run in the office from behind the scenes ever since Ronald Reagan was in office. I think he was just there as a, you know, kind of a front man, if you will. That's
my opinion. Look at the facts, though, that Reagan was knighted by the Queen of England. So was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah, right. So I was just going to say, so was George Herbert Walker Bush. So,
and
yes.
So was Kissinger. You know,
what's
so
that?
Was Kissinger and Greenspan and Colin Powell and Giuliani. They were all knighted by the Queen of England. And you start to look, well, Clinton wasn't. Yeah, but he was actually nominated for the Lord Admiral of the Cinque Ports, which is like a higher position. It's the highest appointed position that the Queen bestows upon anyone. The fact that he was even nominated should be pretty disturbing to people.
The people that know, and there's very few of them that know, Lieutenant Shine. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, part of the biggest thing that we've got going in the info war is that the other side has a very clever, you know, tool, which is the mainstream media. Or the corporate media, if you will. I mean, we've got a nation full of dumbed down, mind numb, propagandized Americans that are so busy in their normal life of, you know, getting their kids to soccer practice in their SUV, they don't have time. And they both work, most of them, so they don't have time to even, you know, dig beneath the surface and look at the issues. It's easier for them to live in denial and call us a tinfoil hat, we're an idiot, than it is to investigate for themselves.
Yeah, we're all consumers rather than citizens.
Right. Consumers, we're human resources, if you will. We're taxpayers. Okay, that's the way that they look at us. Go ahead.
A commodity to be traded.
Exactly. Yeah, and that that falls right in with the research that I've been doing when Bob mentioned Sam Kennedy. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, I've got a student of Sam Kennedy that has sent me information down in Oregon, and I've perused through a lot of this information. And basically, yes, we are human chattel. We're a commodity, and our actual birth certificates are monetized, if you will, for future revenue for them, you know, if you want to go that far. I mean, this is beyond 1984. This is just so Orwellian. I don't even want to go there
it's not a stretch, though, because even if you look at home mortgages and how they're playing that game, that they've monetized the home mortgage, you know, certificate or title to where it's a commodity, and that they're playing games on with trust deeds, not as if it's the home is an individual investment or, you know, a home. A place to live and survive and educate your children and raise your children or whatever, but that it's part of it's a commodity to be traded, just like steel or oil or anything else.
Yeah, you're talking about the derivatives, and then you've got hedge funds that go along with that. So you've got a mortgage package that you'll take, you know, 100 or 500 homes that are, let's call them 200,000 each. They're put into a package. We're talking about, you know, prime loans, Alt-A loans, subprime loans, and they're marketed off to these people, you know, internationally that are buying. They don't even know what they're buying, and that's part of the problem that comes into play with these derivatives and hedge funds, which has gotten the banks to the point right at this particular juncture that they're afraid to even deal with one another because they don't know how valid their own commodities are. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm listening. Go ahead.
They're taking things like national parks, which has a, you know, say it's worth so many millions or billions of dollars, like Yosemite or whatever, and they see that as an undeveloped asset or resource, and that they can, just like they've done in Russia and all these other countries, they can go ahead and monetize that, privatize that, and free up that capital that's just sitting there unused somehow by placing it. And I mean, it's all hocus pocus. It's like, and nothing against any Scientologists out there, but it's like L. Ron Hubbard coming up with a whole new language in Dianetics and then people buying into it and creating it into a religion and saying that, hey, well, it's voodoo politics, or it's you know, the shock and awe and shock doctrine, and what we're going to do. Because what they're doing is they're squeezing wealth, assets, resources out of everywhere, whether it be a public trust or a private trust, anywhere and everywhere they can. You know, oil.
Right, and they could never have done this with any kind of a currency that was backed by with any intrinsic value such as gold and silver. They had to develop a fiat currency where they could use this, these smoke and mirrors, if you will, to suck the labor out of the individual and ultimately gain all of their assets. That's what this is all about.
Well, to take the fruits of your labor away from you.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. Do you have anything else for us?
One other thing. I want my damn country back.
Fight for it.
So do I, Bob. I'm sure I speak for Lieutenant Shine when he says so does he. You know, on the subject, you know, we've got all this hope going on out here for the possible election, Ron Paul getting the nomination for the Republican candidate for president, and if he did, he would win by a landslide because he knows the issues and he would ruin anybody that came up against him in a debate. The problem with that is, and I was just, you know, I saw Tim Russert, he was on Meet the Press Sunday, and Tim Russert did something that I had never seen him do before, at least in the recent past, and that is he didn't look at the camera. He didn't really even pay too much attention to Ron Paul. He was just firing, pointing questions at him. He was just trying to lambaste him on a number of different topics that he thought might be able to trip him up. Ron Paul did very well in that. However, I haven't seen him. What's that?
He did excellent. I saw it on YouTube.
Yes, he did, but I have never seen Tim Russert attack somebody that like that with that veracity. And you know, they're talking about, will this money transform its way into votes? And I was thinking about that, scratching my head, and I said, well, wait a minute. Do you think that these people that are sending this money into the Ron Paul campaign don't plan on voting for him? Where does this come into play? All of the mainstream media is saying, well, you know, does this money that he's getting over the internet, does that transform to any votes? Well, hello, I think so, because they wouldn't send him money unless they plan on voting for him. So, you know, we've got this situation where we've got this, you know, great hope, if you will, for the presidency that could, you know, reverse a lot of these trends, a lot of these executive orders, and a lot of this draconian legislation that's been implemented on the one hand. But on the other hand, the question I'm asking myself of late is that are they only allowing him to be there for a semblance of some kind of honor, and the fact that they are fair in, you know, allowing a gentleman like Ron Paul to participate in the debates, if you will, and then ultimately down the line here in the not too distant future, get rid of him because they don't want anybody. Go ahead.
They don't even have to do that, though. That's what I'm saying, is that at some point, even if he wins, they don't have to allow him to be inaugurated. There's many ways they can, you know, prevent that physically, and, you know, more ways than one. And Bush staying in office and saying, you know, well, we're in the middle of war with Iran now. Well, Ron Paul is not around anymore, so I have to stay in office, et cetera, et cetera. And at some point you start to realize, because these guys are that insane. I mean, look at what's been going on. This is all planned. This is all orchestrated. This is not happening by happenstance. This is not happening by defect or default. This is happening by overt corruptions that they're carrying on, that they're setting up the very same parameters to the Great Depression and then a subsequent world war. They want to impoverish as many people as possible, wipe them out, and then anyone that's left around that is still alive and kicking, put a uniform on them and throw an arm in their hands and send them off to war, foreign war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Well, Bob, I'll tell you what. I want you to have a Merry Christmas, and if I could give you your country back as a present for Christmas, I would do just that, my friend. Okay.
Thank you, sir. And you have a good Christmas and New Year also. And I all the best to you, Eric.
Peace. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's interesting. I so many of the listening audience out there has all these high hopes and aspirations for Ron Paul, as do I.
Yeah, but you can't focus on one person. You really can't put it all in one person. Like, if people, especially in that regard, because it's not just about Ron Paul, is you got to get into the voting booth, not just to vote, but you got to get in there to work the polls.
No, I agree. You got the issue with the Diebold voting machines and so forth, of which, you know, we've got people behind the scenes that are working on that as well. And I intend to have Bev Harris or Catherine Albright, you know, somebody up in the near future that tells us what's going on behind the scenes with that, too. But it's, you know, we're taking this a step at a time. Let's face it. This man has raised almost $20 million off of the Internet. The other candidates that they're parading and they're, you know, they're saying that Huckabee now is, you know, he's making a run and he's coming up there on the polls. These guys are all broke. They don't have any money. Mitt Romney has lent money to his own campaign, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and those guys don't either of them have a chance of winning, which makes it even more scary because, look, at not just on the Democrat but the Republican side, you know, you've got, what, basically Kucinich and Ron Paul. And if you look at even things like Kucinich, and I hate to bring this up, but, you know, he's married to a British national. She's a 29 or so, you know, year old hottie who out of the blue marries him. She's a British national. And if you start to look in her, you know, pedigree, you start to go, wow, this is weird. She wouldn't happen to be like a British agent by any chance, would she?
Never know these days, do you? Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be coming back for the final segment in three. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. We've had a mishmash of topics today. Interesting show, and I appreciate you coming on. We'll be back in three, Lieutenant.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Dawn recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. Final segment coming up here with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Well, I'll tell you what, we've covered a lot of territory today, Lieutenant. Anything else that you'd like to put across my listening audience that you think they need to be aware of before we end this day?
No, we could still go on for hours and hours and hours.
It's amazing, I'll tell you. You know, there's so much different subject content to cover in this. We live in interesting times, and you know, I've followed. Well, not really, really close, but I've heard you on other shows, and I've, you know, and this is the first time I've actually had the pleasure of interviewing on you on my own show. I know that you were on my show once last month with Rob Bishop, who was sub-hosting for me.
Right.
But this, you know, yours is not an isolated situation. Believe me, you know, my heart goes out to you. In my position, there's a number of other cases that I see going on. Matter of fact, I got another guy coming up on my show here that's going through a similar instance with you. But it just seems like if you don't toe the line, if you don't do exactly what the powers that be want you to do, if you don't goose step along with them, play their game, lick their boots and the whole nine yards, then if getting rid of you isn't enough, then they need to ruin your life to teach you a lesson, I guess, if you will, huh?
Well, it's not just you, but it's like nailing people to the cross like they used to do in the olden days in Roman times, and they'd have them all lined up as you would enter the city, and it's like a, you know, it's like, what do those people do? Don't ask. Just make sure you watch your P's and Q's while you're in there. Real quick, the $20 billion that they're infusing every month into the economy now, the Fed is,
yes.
That's intended to debauch the currency and to dissolve and make it basically worthless. You're going to see hyperinflation, all sorts of other things here in the next. You know, it may take as much as 6 months to start to see any real signs, but with the mortgage fiasco and everything else going on, it may be sooner than that. But I want to read this real quick. This is back to the transcripts, and the transcripts are up online. You can get find them if you Google in military tribunals in America. This is, again, the lieutenant commander speaking. Your Honor, his distrust of government is not limited to the executive branch. Speaking of the courts in the United States in general and Congress, and this is, again, he's speaking for me. I don't get to testify or, like, represent myself, but he says this, quote, this is something that has been brought on by or about by the ongoing retaliatory actions, inactions, and derelictions of duty taken or failed to be taken by overwhelming forces of the United States of America and its agents or representatives in various and numerous forms, including but not limited to the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, general agencies in the form of shipping companies or federal officers associations, MARAD, DOT, DOTIG, DHS, DOD, the U.S. District Courts, Ninth Circuit, and other direct and contracted federal authorities that are all a matter of record in numerous and various forms, including Congress, but most contemptuously, the U.S. Coast Guard and Department of Homeland Security. And my point here, Your Honor, is that, Mr. Shine, what is your point? The court, Mr. Shine, the more outbursts, the more time you take, I'm going to have to add on to his time. They're actually charging me time that any time I would object to anything that he would say, they would give him more time and give me less time. But real quick, that's fine, Your Honor. The court, it's probably a good idea to wait till it's your turn, Mr. Shine, no problem. The court, we take our turns here, Mr. Shine, continue. Mr. Triple A, my point, Your Honor, is that the respondent has no trust in any institution of government, any agency or any person that would be called upon to adjudicate this matter. And absent a real conflict of interest, and he's talking about conflict of interest of the ALJ, but he goes into reading all this stuff into the record. We don't see any merit in his motion to disqualify the administrative law judge, although we obviously leave it to you, sir. So he represents the ALJ on recusal, which is a total conflict of interest, and then reads all this, you know, whatever, detritus into the record.
Never ceases to amaze me, my friend. Well,
yeah.
Lieutenant Shine, I appreciate you coming on. It's been a very enlightening and very interesting day. And I'll have you up again, okay?
Cool.
So,
peace.
Merry Christmas to you, Lieutenant.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, folks, the end of another day. Day before Christmas. Hope you got all your Christmas shopping done. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And guess who's coming up today? None other than Bob Chapman. Usually it's on a Tuesday, but tomorrow's Christmas, so we're going to have him up today. And normally, as I said, I'll be listening, but I guess for the first few minutes of the show, I'm going to be talking because John is running a little bit late, so I'm going to take over for him for a segment, and I'll probably introduce Bob Chapman. Be back in two.